பகவதே வாசுதேவாய. ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாய. ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாய. நாராயணம் நமஸ்கிருத்யம் நரம் சைவ நரோத்தமம் தேவீம் சரஸ்வதீம் வியாசம் தத்தோஜயம் உதீரயே நஷ்டப்ராயேஷு அபத்ரேஷு நித்யம் பாகவத சேவையா பகவதி உத்தம ஸ்லோகே பக்திர்பவதி நைஷ்டிகி. Reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 8, Chapter 22, Bali Maharaj surrenders his life, Text 24. Sri Bhagavan Uvacha Brahman Yam Anugrahami Tadvisho Vidunomi Aham Yan Madaha Purushaha ஸ்தப்தோ லோகம் மாம் ச அவமன்யதே சாவமன்யதே. ஸ்ரீ பகவான் உவாச ப்ரஹ்மண்யம் அனுக்ரஹாமி ப்ரஹ்மண்யம் அனுக்ரஹாமி தத்விஷோ விதுநாம்யஹம் தத்விஷோ விதுநோம்யஹம் யன்மதஹ புருஷஹ ஸ்தப்தோ லோகம் மாம் ச லோகம் மாம் ச அவமான்யதே லோகம் மாம் ச அவமான்யதே. ஸ்ரீ பகவான் உவாச ப்ரஹ்மண்யம் அனுக்ரஹாமி தத்விஷோ விஜ்னோம்யஹம் யன்மதஹ புருஷஹ ஸ்தப்தோ லோகம் மாம் ச அவமான்யதே. ஸ்ரீ பகவான் உவாச ப்ரஹ்மண்யம் அனுக்ரஹாமி தத்விஷோ விஜ்னோம்யஹம் யன்மதஹ புருஷஹ ஸ்தப்தோ லோகம் மாம் ச அவமான்யதே. பகவான் உவாச ஸ்ரீபகவான் உவாச ப்ரஹ்மண்யம் அனுக்ரஹாமி தத்விஷோ விதுநோம்யஹம் ஜன்மதஹ புருஷ ஸ்தப்தோ லோகம் மாம் ச அவமன்யதே. ஸ்ரீபகவான் உவாச ப்ரஹ்மண்யம் அனுக்ரஹாமி தத்விஷோ விதுநோம்யஹம் யன்மதஹ புருஷஹ ஸ்தப்தோ லோகம் மாம் ச அவமன்யதே. மான் உவாச ஹரே கிருஷ்ண ஹரே கிருஷ்ண. Don't change the meter. That should be 1 meter for the class, isn't it? Same meter everybody should say. Anybody else? Mothers? பிரம்மண்யம் அனுகிரகணாமி. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, Brahman, O Lord Brahma, Yam, unto anyone to whom, Anugrahnami, I show my mercy, Tad, his, Vishaha, material opulence or riches, Vidunomi, take away, Aham, I, Yanmadaha, having false prestige due to this money, Purushaha, such a prayer person, Stabdaha, being dull-minded, Lokam, the three worlds, Mamcha, unto me also, Avamanyate, derides. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, I see Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, My dear Lord Brahma, because of material opulence, a foolish person becomes dull-witted and mad. Thus he has no respect for anyone within the three worlds and defies even my authority. To such a person I show special favor by first taking away all his possessions. Please repeat. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, My dear Lord Brahma, because of material opulence, a foolish person becomes dull-witted and mad. Thus he has no respect for anyone within the three worlds and defies even my authority. To such a person, I show special favor by first taking away all his possessions. Purport. A civilization that has become godless because of material advancement in opulence is extremely dangerous. Because of great opulence, a materialist becomes so proud that he has no regard for anyone and even refuses to accept the authority of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The result of such a mentality is certainly very dangerous. To show special favor, the Lord sometimes makes an example of someone like Bali Maharaj, who was now bereft of all his possessions. Namo Vishnu Paraya Krishna Prasaya Bhutale Shimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Tinamine Namaste Sarasati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvisesha Sunyavadi Pasyatya Desetarane Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gauru Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Every subject matter can be understood at different levels. So Bhagavatam also can be understood in many unlimited levels. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, not only every sloka has many meanings, but every line has many meanings, every word has many meanings, and every syllable in each word has many meanings. Therefore, it is not possible for us to access Bhagavatam. We cannot say that I have completely understood it. And we should always think that whatever I know is extremely little. Not only say, but also realize. So different people have higher and higher realizations of Bhagavatam. And nobody can claim that they have exhausted the Bhagavatam. I think all of us know that in the heavenly planets, the same Bhagavatam has got unlimited, from 4 billion verses or something like that. So what is the meaning of that? In one level, it also it means that they have more capacity to understand. But another level, you can see Krishna spoke to Brahma only 4 slokas, and Brahma understood everything. And what Brahma has understood is being expanded and expanded, and still people don't understand. So Bhagavatam is an extraordinary book. Srimad Bhagavatam is considered the king of all scriptures. And we are not to think that by flowery speaking or some great Sanskrit knowledge or knowing so many Puranic stories and events or knowing even philosophy so-called deeply, we can expand on Srimad Bhagavatam. That is like thinking that if I have a torchlight, I can see sunlight better. It's not possible. Torchlight has no function to play in seeing the sun, because the sun is self-effulgent. Therefore, unless one has got great opportunity and luck to hear Bhagavatam from a great personality like Prabhupada, it is not possible to even to begin to grasp what is Bhagavatam. We are not to think that Prabhupada is simply repeating something. Every sentence is new, every idea is new, and it's unlimited. I was recently in one temple. One new devotee came to me and he said, "Prabhu, I'm reading this Bhagavatam now for a few years, and it looks like Prabhupada is saying the same thing everywhere." I said, "Why do you say that? You just open that book and you open book and you read any sentence." I said, "I'll show you that you have never heard that idea before." And he just opened and he read, I explained. So every time we open the book, we should just, whatever you can read, just open like that. Whatever Prabhupada writes, well, the sloka, none of the slokas are purport. So let's try another one. You see? Every word, everything is new. For every purport, he's just writing actually based on the sloka. Here is a purport. One is in the material world when he thinks I'm this body and everything with reference to my body is mine. How many of you think that's an amazing point that you have never heard before? Put your hand up. Why? What is it that is amazing in this, that you have never heard before? With reference to? No. Exactly. That Prabhupada says one is in the material world when he thinks I am this body. Not if you have a material body. When you think you are in the material. This is very new, right? Let's twist we have put. You read that, you say, wow, how do you feel now? You understand that. Isn't that amazing? I told you, you can open any verse page of Bhagavatam and you read anything, no matter how many times you read, you'll say, wow, I have never failed to open a book and read a sentence. One sentence is enough. One word is enough. That's what Prabhupada said. If you just read, it's a fact that if we read one word of Bhagavatam and if we are blessed. Who gets blessed? Yasya deve para bhakti, yata deve tata guru. Just as, for whom unflinching devotion to Krishna is there, And just as he has got unflinching devotion to Krishna, the same way he has unflinching devotion to? No. Fail. Prabhupada. This is not thought. That is why, you know, you can stay here for years and years and years and you'll never learn anything. Of course, you can give big, big classes. That is possible. Read anything and talk any nonsense, then, you know, that's also. Siddhanta is very difficult to understand, Siddhanta. Anyway, so, first step is itself wrong, so you cannot go further. You know, Prabhupada said that you add many numbers and you make mistake in the first addition. The whole addition is wrong. Anyway, let us accept that total is going to be wrong, but let's go on. try to say something. So Prabhupada's purpose on the Bhagavad Gita, the Bhagavatam or anything, is very, very amazing. So we have to reflect. Why Prabhupada said, anyone who thinks I am this body is in the material world. You see? Because the body is not substantial. There is no body. Bhagavatam, very first verse says, this world is unreal. And it looks real only because of Vasudeva. First verse. How to understand this? This all must be revealed. Thinking, we can say so many things. They have no value. In all of Bhagavad Gita and in all of his books, I have seen Prabhupada only in one place emphasize this. It's in the 13th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. That the body is not factual. So it's very intricate knowledge. You see. Very intricate knowledge. So this material world is like an illusion. The Mayavadis are not wrong. They are correct. But where they go wrong is that beyond the material world, they think there is no variety. That's wrong. In the 5th canto, Prabhupada says, for a long distance, the path of sadhana for the impersonalist and the personalist are the same. For a long distance. So we are not to think that, you know, we are supposed to know more than the Mayavadi, not that we know less than Mayavadi, on the pretext of being a Vaishnava. No. So therefore, there are three stages, isn't it? Brahma, Paramatma, Bhagavan iti sabjate. Vadanti tat tatva vidas jnanam yad advayam. Every word is part. So the foundation must be deep. If you build a building and the foundation is flat, very less, it cannot go high. Again, I was in a temple recently and one devotee was saying, I'm so confused this and that, I've been there for 10 years. I asked him, how did he join? When did he join? How did he come in touch with Krishna consciousness? He said, I was very much interested in one Bapu. He mentioned somebody, one Swamiji. And I was very much following him. And then at my work, I had a boss and he told me, you go to the Hare Krishna land, not here, go to the temple. And he went there. And I came there. Immediately I saw the temple and I was happy. I said, I must join. So what happened? Then I went to somebody, I spoke to so-and-so, and he said, you join today. And I joined. So how did you join like that? In our times, you did not join unless you had read some good amount of Prabhupada's books, chanted 16 rounds, and you were outside and you came. Of course, before that, there was, you found somebody on the street and you brought and shaved up, EP or what, and then make devotees. Things have gone in phases. But the point is, that By the time one joins the temple, one should be fixed up. One should know why he is coming to this temple. We are not joining the temple to make personal advancement. But we are coming to actually join the temple so that we can dedicate our life to save the people of the world. To preach. This is the base from which we go to preach. So, how are we going to preach unless we ourselves understand the Siddhanta well? So, the longer we understand the Siddhanta, the better it is. Vadanti tattva vidas jnanam advayam. Knowledge that is advaya, not different from the knower. Right now with the body, whatever knowledge we get, it is different from what is known. Correct? It is, I say that this table is brown. There is a table there. The table is different from my knowledge of the table. The difficult point. I mean, I can speak a lot on this, but who is interested? So why did the Bhagavatam say jnanam yad advayam? In Krishna, the person and the knowledge are non-different. And that personality in whom the knower is there, otherwise there is no advayam, the known and the knower are there. That's a fundamental distinction. Even in science, that there is a difference between the knower and the known. The subject-object distinction. People say, they're like, oh, science denies that there is a subject. No, it doesn't deny at all. Science doesn't deny that there is a subject at all. It's a wrong understanding people have. Are you surprised? See? I was speaking to one sannyasi who has been in the movement for long years, 45 years. Very senior devotee. You may not even know him now. So, when I told him that, he said, really? He said, and he has done a lot of science, religion, interface things and all that. That I am the perceiver and there is a perceived and the two are different fundamentally is the cornerstone of science. But how science differs is that science says, I am there, there is a perceived thing, and I am going to only study the perceived thing right now. And I do hope to explain the perceiver in terms of the perceived. That is their idea. But they can't even get going if they don't accept that there is a fundamental distinction between the perceiver and the perceived. Because once they accept that there is a perceived, then they can talk about it has properties and it's just another. Okay, it's a deep topic. You'll all get confused. Because you're not trained in Bhagavatam. Therefore, we think that this has nothing to do with Krishna. Prapanchikataya buddhya hari sambandhi vastuna. Because of materialistic thinking, people think that this is not connected to Krishna, although it's connected to Krishna. Why should I study the atom? I should study God. No, the atom is also connected to God. Anything you study, it is connected to God. That is why Krishna explains in the Bhagavad Gita, how I am in everything. The other day, philosophy is very difficult and it's very deep. Have you seen the soul? That's all. Don't be sophisticated. Don't talk nonsense. That's the result of being somebody without knowing any philosophy. I'm sorry, but it's good to understand. Have you seen the soul? You have seen the soul? See? But people don't know that you have only seen the soul. It's very difficult to see matter. This is what I gave the other day class. Very true. Are you surprised by this, Master? Huh? No. That's all big philosophy. Simple point. Have you seen souls? Everybody thinks no. So, when I come here, do you see me or you see my dress? Then, if you think that I have seen saffron kurta and dhoti, that's strange. We are actually seeing the soul, but we are misidentifying the dress. It is not possible to see the dress, generally. Oh, he came after some time, he said, what dress you are wearing? Oh, I don't notice, I didn't notice. What color shirt? I didn't see. You can't say, nobody can say, oh, that means you didn't see him. You see? That is why Krishna says that it is so easy to see the soul, but everybody is saying they can't see the soul. They are amazed. And Krishna says, I am amazed by that. How much more I can tell? Everything is direct. Nothing is covered. Therefore, one who thinks I am this dress, you see, extraordinary mudha, Prabhupada will say. We have to hear that. It's good for us. Fools and rascals. That's so beautiful to hear. He could say that. If I said, it's nonsense, because I am myself one of the fools and rascals. How I can say fools and rascals? See, never forget that I am just a fool. We cannot say anything that is sensible, because I am mad, pagal. Why am I pagal? Because I am possessed by this idea, I am this body. Even if I don't want to think like that, I am obliged to think like that. Because it's a very powerful thing, mama maya duratyaya. Isn't it? It is a perception that is imposed upon us. You see? Have you all heard of visual illusions? You have heard of that? Visual illusions, right? You have two lines that are equal lines. Or Bhagavatam gives, why should I give different? First verse is giving the example that you go into the desert, you see oasis, right? Water. There is no water, right? That is an illusion. It is not an error. Jai Shri Shri Radha Rasbihari Lalita Vishakaji ki jai, Shri Shri Sitaram Lakshmananwan ki jai, Shri Shri Gaurnitai ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Just give, I'll give an example. Suppose you are walking, or the famous example of the Mayavadis. You saw a rope and you mistook it for a snake, right? And afterwards you go near and you touch it, oh, it's only a rope. Then when you go back and see, you won't see a snake, you'll see a rope. You know it's a rope. Error is easily corrected. But if you are in the desert and you went near and you saw it was not water and you came back, you'll still see water. You can. Mere knowledge will not make the illusion go away. So this material illusion cannot be removed by mere knowledge of knowing that I am not saying I am not the body and spirit. In the seventh canto, Prabhupada writes that in order to become free of the bodily conception, one requires mystic power. And it is that we can actually achieve by Krishna consciousness. So when Srila Prabhupada says one thinks that is the body, there is so much about the body that we do not know. So what is really the relation between perception and reality? It's a very important topic. This cannot be speculated upon, but it has to be thought according to Bhagavatam. So Bhagavatam says the world is unreal, but it appears real because of Vasudeva, Krishna. This is wood, right? You have got plastic, and somebody makes an apple using plastic. exactly like a real apple. It is not real apple, but it is appearing like real because of my work. I made it. I am an expert craftsman. So even matter Krishna can make look real. So real that we cannot believe that it is not real. So that illusion Krishna has put us in, it is by Krishna's will. So only by Krishna's mercy it can be removed. Exactly like if the government puts you in a prison, the same government must remove you. Therefore, our duty as aspiring devotees is to actually wait for Krishna to remove our material condition. So it is true that when we were outside and we came into the temple, many material things have been removed. But that is not still sufficient because the body has not been removed and because the subtle body has not been removed. So we are suffering. I remember that one devotee was telling me how he was in Montreal with Prabhupada in 67 or something like that. And he was staying in he was sleeping in the same room as Prabhupada. They had a very small room. And Prabhupada was sleeping and he was, sleeping on the floor. And suddenly in the night he got up and he was sitting there in the night darkness. And Prabhupada suddenly got up from the bed and went to the bathroom. And then while going, he stopped and looked at him and he said, "Oh, so you are also not sleeping? You are also not sleeping." That means he is not sleeping himself. "Oh, you are also not sleeping?" And he said, "Yes, Srila Prabhupada." And Prabhupada said, "Yes, there is no need to sleep. There is no need to eat. But if I said that, nobody will join me." I'm speaking all these big things, but he knows what he's speaking. I don't know. In Perfection of Yoga, Prabhupada says in the first page that the position of everybody in the material world is exactly like one who has got high fever. When the fever becomes very high, he'll speak whatever he doesn't know what he's speaking. But you can't say he's speaking, he's blabbering. Similarly, you go to a mental hospital and you'll meet somebody, he'll come and say, "Hello, how are you? I'm Napoleon," he'll say. And he will tell you everything right about Napoleon. Everything, which war he won and which war he lost, everything he would say. But he's a madman because he's not Napoleon. Similarly, as long as I think I am this body, I'm a madman. And whatever I speak is nonsense. But hopefully, Prabhupada sees some sense in it. Just like a baby is speaking something. Nobody understands, but the mother understands. "Oh, the baby is saying this, baby is saying that." The mother is very pleased. So our speaking hopefully can please Prabhupada, that's all. Because I am a conditioned soul. But this knowledge is so powerful that even to the conditioned soul, it gives the capacity to wake up a little bit. But we must become atrupti. We should not be satisfied with this. A little bit. It's like you go to Bill Gates and he gives you $5,000. It's a good amount, but it's nothing compared to what he can get. How long will it last? So whatever I have learned so far, we must feel it is not enough. It is lalasa, siddha lalasa, that greed for actually getting perfection, that alone can take us forward. Not that I think everybody outside is a fool and I'll preach. That's okay, we can preach, that's outside. When we come inside, let's keep it inside. Here our idea must be, how can I actually become aloof from the material dream? Night dream, day dream, no difference. Everybody cannot do that. That's accepted. Therefore, there are devotees in the temple. Just like people go to study in IIT, everybody does cannot become a teacher. Most people go out and work, but some become teachers. So most people in that Varnashrama Dharma, most people in this world, they will engage in some position. But some become teachers. That we have all become. And so the more we learn, the more we can teach. But that more we learn must also be from inside, not only from outside. We can learn more by reading, by hearing stories, this, that, that's okay. But it also must come from inside. Inside. And that can come only by the mercy of the pure devotee. Yasya prasadat bhagavat prasado, yasya aprasadat nagati kutopi. It is the most important component of our life, the mercy of the pure devotee. Everything else can add to that, that's the one, the rest are zeros. Our getting up in the morning, coming to the program, our reading the books, our chanting, everything will be zero if it is not connected to the pure devotee, the acharya. Very important. There is a beautiful verse, I've just forgotten the Sanskrit now. I can only recite Schrodinger equation now. But the point is, the verse says that there is a sun and there is a lotus. And whenever the sun is there, the lotus can bloom, provided there is water in the lake. If there is no water in the lake, the same sun will burn it. Similarly, the water in the lake is the mercy of the spiritual master. That means Prabhupada, mercy. Without that mercy, however much we may be in Krishna consciousness, we will not bloom fully. It is that consciousness that can make you 24 hours Krishna conscious. 24 hour Prabhupada consciousness becomes 24 hour Krishna consciousness. So Krishna is saying that whomever I bless, I take away the material thing. But how much? You must take away everything. It's very difficult. Just like if I ask you to remove your kurta, you can remove it. If I ask you to remove your skin, can you remove? No. See, somebody removes it, it burns. I gave this example the other day. So the subtle body is like the skin. It's attached. And to remove that, it will burn. It will burn. Therefore, from that comes all the attachment. This is me, this is my body, this is my house, this is my wife, this is my children. Of course, Krishna consciousness is so powerful that Lord Chaitanya said, Kiba vipra kiba nyasi sudra keno nai, jai Krishna tattva veti, sei guru hoy. Than one who actually knows Krishna. It is a fact that if you are knowing Krishna, it does not matter what your external situation is. But Prabhupada also said so many other things. He said, if you become a grihastha, you lose 50% of your progress. In other words, the essence should not be forgotten just because we are brahmachari, just because we are grihastha, progress is not automatic. But if you are Krishna consciousness, progress is automatic. And what is the Krishna consciousness? It means not bodily consciousness. Jilaira swarupa hoy nitya Krishnaira das. So to realize that I'm actually Krishna, to actually become incapable of thinking and this body, that is the purpose. Jahan dehara smriti nahi kaha samsara bandhana. Same thing Prabhupada has translated. When one thinks it. There is, only when one thinks like that is in condition. Where there is no remembrance of the body, where can there be material entanglement? So if we see that practically we are forgetting the body when we are doing Krishna consciousness. Practically. But that must become continuous. All the time. And it's not so easy. The program is so powerful when we come to in the morning to the, in front of the deities and we chant, we dance. It's a powerful thing that we have no consciousness of body, external consciousness. It's not there at all. But that has to be cultivated all the time. And it's a great boon. It can only come from above. Therefore, we have to, when an ordinary person thinks, reads this verse, he may become afraid. He may say, oh, if you go to Krishna, he'll take everything away. There are many people who say you shouldn't worship Krishna. Many Hindus are there. Krishna, fruit he'll blow, and he'll blow everything out, so don't worship Krishna. Or Mahabharata war will come, or there will be fight between uncle and nephew. What kuch bhi bolega? Hindus are, you know, fantastic for talking nonsense. So they'll say whatever they want. That is the karmi's reaction to this verse. And the person who has just come to Krishna consciousness, he may think, oh, I have got Krishna's mercy because all my material affluences are gone. I was working here, I was working there, and also therefore I am blessed by Krishna. That's also correct. But better you think, but Krishna has not taken away fully everything. Only little bit he has taken away. Ultimately, Krishna consciousness is not based on material conditions. Great sinners have become pure devotees, and greatly materially advanced people, they didn't become pure devotees. Therefore, what is Krishna consciousness is a mystery. Raja Vidya, Raja Guhyam. And the first step in getting over that mystery is the mercy of this personality. Which is why I said, how can I give class? Again they put the seat there. I said, no, move it here. How can we speak without seeing him? Can you sit there and listen to the class? Facing that way? No. You have to see the speaker. You want to eat. So, Prabhupada said, Lord Chaitanya is the original preacher of the Bhagavatam. For us, he is the original preacher of the Bhagavatam. And whatever he allows, we can speak. So what did Krishna say here? You know, my dear Lord Brahma, because of the material opulence, a foolish person becomes dull-witted and mad. And so much so, that he doesn't know what he's speaking. I want to give some examples of that. I hope you don't mind. A little bit of science. We don't know what we are speaking and people don't understand that. You are from which part of India? Gujarat, huh? You? Kaham, Natina. Uttar Pradesh, UP. Okay, I'm going to do something and you tell me what I'm doing. Right? One in the moon. What did I do? But if you have to describe it, what will you say? I made a try. Somebody will say, I touched things. One, two, three. Right? Now I'll do something. You tell me what I'm doing. Eight, two, three. Counting. See? Now you know I'm counting. Before also I was counting in Tamil. One, two, three. It didn't make any sense to you. But when I said, so why is it that one sound is number, eight sound. Eight is different, right? Two is different, do is different, rendu is different, rendu is in Tamil. Why is it that, you know, this sound should have meaning? Which one is right? Which one is the number? Can you tell? Eight is the number, or one is the number, right? Or do, two, rendu, which is the correct two? Can you tell? That's connected to this verse, huh? But how many twos are there? Then all can be numbers. One, rendu, do, two. Which is the real two? You said there's only one two number. Whatever it is, that's a fact. The sound, similarly when you write 1, 2, 3, these are not numbers. These are symbols for numbers. So what are numbers? Nobody knows. So basically if I say 1, 2, 3, it makes no sense to you. Similarly, when you say 1, 2, 3 or 1, 2, 3, it makes no sense to me. Basically, it is a fact that when you say 1, 2, 3, you mean nothing. Suppose if I say, Babi, Boo, does it make any sense? No. That's what people do when they go to market, a sabji market, and ladies are buying banana. 1, 2, 3, they are counting. They think they are counting. No. What are they doing? They don't know. You see, that's why Krishna says they are dull-witted and dim. If you tell ordinary people this, they'll get very confused. I'm counting, why do you say I'm not counting? So the difference, the relation between sound and reality according to 11th canto of Bhagavatam is in four stages. Vaikari, you cannot say, oh, what is this? This is not a philosophy. We never speak like that. This is not Bhagavatam. No. Don't speak like that. So in the Bhagavatam it is there. Vaikari, Madhyama, Pashyanti and Para. There are four different levels at which sound is connected to reality. So following? Four different levels. So in Prakriti, Vaikari, another 10 minutes, okay. In Vaikari sound, the connection between the object and the sound is conventional. Let me tell you another trick to understanding Bhagavatam. Don't think. I'll tell you a trick to understand Prabhupada's books. Don't. What is that? When you read Prabhupada's books, don't think. Then you can understand. This thinking is a complete disturbance. You have to be very fortunate to realize that. That is why it is said in the Bhagavatam. What is that verse? Muhuram, second verse. Pibata, Nigama kalpataror galitam falam sukamukat pibata drava samyutam. Drava samyutam is described as semi-solid, semi-liquid, like rabadi. You put rabadi in the mouth, it will go apne up inside. So Bhagavatam knowledge, if you simply hear, read, it will go apne up. Don't think. Thinking is a great disturbance to understanding spiritual life. That is why mantra is there, to become free from the mind. So the mantra is to be heard. We meditate with the ear, not with the mind. Meditating with the mind is mayavadi. Ours is tongue to ear. You only hear the sound. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Only the sound. Never think of Krishna. If you want to succeed in chanting. Why? Because if you think of Krishna with 1 second, another 2 hours mind will think its own things. It's not controlled. These things should be taught, right? Mind is a dangerous thing, enemy. Atmaivehi atmano bandhu, atmaivehi atmano ripuhu. It is an enemy. Just like you drive a car, you don't know driving. Car is a friend or enemy. You don't know driving and you got into drive a car. Car is a friend or enemy? Huh? Enemy. Because you don't know driving, not because car is your enemy. Car is a material thing. Now that you don't know driving, you started it, it will go and hit hither, thither, and it will bang you up also. It will give you so much trouble. But if you learn driving, the same car will become very useful. So mind is an enemy when we cannot control it, and mind is a friend when we can control it. And Rishabhadev says, never think you have controlled your mind. Never. It's like a tiger in the cage. Never think you have controlled him. Given a chance, he'll eat you. It happens. So we must constantly be told these things. Oh, I'm living in the... First of all, when people live in the mind, they don't even know it's an enemy. They think it's a friend. I do whatever my mind says. I didn't even know that it's wrong. So in the beginning, we don't even know what's right, what's wrong. And that's true even in devotional service. So our position is very precarious. Therefore, this mind is... I was going to talk about four kinds of sound. Yeah, let me come back to that. Another 5 minutes is there. At the end of... coming to that. But I want to talk about the mind. But the end of the class, if we can come to the point of going and offering obeisance to Prabhupada and says, I'm a complete fool, and I'll remain a fool unless you help me, please bless me. That's all the purpose of the class. Everything I've said is meaningless. It's okay. Chalega, it has some 1% value, beyond that, no value. But it may look very nice. You know, class looks nice, sounds nice. I know exactly where it is. But if I said that if you feel, I gave that class in that... Yesterday also, I went to a conference, big data conference. You know, I went in pants shirt, gave a talk. At the end of it, one person came to me, elderly person, and he was some manager in some big company, international company, some senior manager, GM or something. And he came and said, the more I hear you, the more I realize I'm a fool. And I spoke on quantum computing. But it's based on Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam was not mentioned directly. You know. Same way that I gave the youth class, one boy said at the end, after hearing the class, it seems like I don't know anything, I'm a fool. That's the first step. Kapanya dosha upahata svabhava dharma vimuda chetasa prasami swam. Yatsaya nishitam bruhitan me shishyasteham sadhimam swam prapannam. Arjuna said, I'm completely bewildered. And he was a Vedic king. Extraordinary personality. We have to come to that stage. So, the mind is very powerful mind. It is in one Buddhist literature, it is said, the mind thinks 17 trillion logical thoughts every blink of an eye. We don't even know the power of the mind. It's a very powerful thing. And it's completely... by Maya, illusion, Krishna's power is forcibly holding us. You can hear thousands of times, I'm not the body and spirit soul. Nothing will happen. Just as in the desert, thousands of times you can say to yourself that is not water. But you'll still see water. Maya will act on us. Therefore, great devotees have sung songs. You know. So, the only thing that can save us is the sound, the spiritual sound. You know, this is a vague reflection of that spiritual sound. It's a vague reflection. There's a whole difference between Prabhupada saying, so, people are living like cats and dogs. And if I also said, so, people are living like cats and dogs. There is no connection between that sound and this sound. People think that, you know, I repeat what Prabhupada said, it is impossible. Unless you are a great Mahabhagavat, you cannot repeat what Prabhupada said. Exactly like if Bhimshan Joshi is singing, you cannot repeat what he sings. Can you? No, unless you are a Bhimshan Joshi, you cannot repeat what he is singing. That's why he is Bhimshan Joshi, I am me. He is Prabhupada, I am me. I can never repeat. I can repeat whatever, even when I begin the class, music class, whatever the teacher says, I cannot repeat. Because the quality of the sound is different. So, vaikari sound means the sound and the object are conventionally related. Another point. Conventionally related. Exactly like when you leave the shoe in the stall, they give you token 59. It is not that your shoe is token number 59. You could have gotten token 62 also. It's a conventional relationship. The token and the shoe have nothing to do with each other. The sound and the object have nothing to do with each other. Vaikari, madhyama, the sound and the object have nothing to do with each other, but they are in touch. In Pashyanti, the sound and object are two sides of the same coin. Same thing, from this side is sound, from this side is object. And in para, no difference between the object and the sound. To give you a simple example, suppose I wrote, I saw some children here, are they here still? This boy is there, you know. Yeah, if anybody has pen? Paper, de do. Pen and paper bhi de do. Come on. Read what I have written.
D-Y, below that a line, and below that D-X.
D-Y, below that one line, and then D-X. So now I teach you, this is the way to say this. Give it. You say D-Y by D-X, you say that. That is what it is.
D-S.
D-Y.
D-Y.
By.
Die.
By.
By
DX.
DX.
Say that again.
DY die
by.
By
DX.
DX.
Once more. DY.
DY by DX.
See? Now you understand what he's saying? You're engineer, right? Huh? Yes. So he's saying DY by DX. It's the same sound. But he doesn't know. That actually is a differential. That is, it doesn't say that is actually a differentiation of Y with respect to X. Now that college student can say, professors can say much more. So the same dy by dx, depending on knowledge, becomes equation or mathematics. He said dy by dx, but it's not mathematics. So I may say Krishna, but it's not pure sound. Prabhupada says Krishna, I say Krishna, it's a big difference. You follow? So don't think that I'm also chanting Krishna's name. Prabhupada is also chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, sit straight, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. That is different. There is no comparison to that. And my frog-like chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. We must know this. It looks the same, looks the sound looks the same. But when you can hear, if Krishna wants, we can hear that Prabhupada wants that sound can be heard. He's singing, wow, he's chanting. When will I chant like that? So before we can chant the holy name, one must hear. Therefore Prabhupada writes that one must hear the holy name from the transcendental lips of a pure devotee. This is all there in bhajana, stages are there. So therefore all these stages have to come. That's why I'm always saying, Prabhupada, what does it mean? I'm not saying much. Now today I said something. You must be able to hear his holy name. The holy name he has got. I don't have. Same thing only. DY by DX. Therefore it is said, Sampradaya बिना नाही से मंत्रो निष्फलो. एंड व्हाट इज दैट संप्रदाया? ट्रांसेंडेंटल नॉलेज, परफेक्ट नॉलेज. सो द सेम इक्वेशन डिपेंडिंग ऑन हू स्पीक्स हैज गॉट मोर एंड मोर पावर. E equal to MC squared, you can say also. But if you don't know anything, but another scientist says he can make atom bomb. Like that, we have to go from Vaikari sound to Para sound. For that, you have to hear the Para sound. Sound is information. That is another thing. This is not sound. Hello? This is not sound. Did you know that? Then? Shabda, but oh, somebody is knocking on the door. That is sound, information. The newspaper is not ink and paper, it's the news. Like that, Shabda is information. And Vedas give the highest Shabda because they give the highest information about God. Of course, Harinam Mahamantra. So we must know, so this can be systematically taught in a class. I can only give a little indication of how we should know that we don't know. That can be scientifically stated. Now, I don't know which sound I am in. Do you know? Are you in Prashanti, Para, Madhyama, Vaikari? Therefore, we are dim-witted. We speak, we don't know what we mean. I'm not the body. If it is Vaikari sound, it has very conventional relation with reality. There is no connection between what you say and reality. Therefore, we are doing this research to show how to connect. That Prabhupada wants, Lord Chaitanya wants. We are not doing. Therefore, Krishna says, a foolish become dull-witted and mad. Because you have money, you study, you can get a degree. I studied B.Tech, IIT, MBA, you know, Harvard. And now I'm working in such and such big company, I'm vice president, president. You become dull-witted because you think what you speak has got meaning. It has no meaning. The entire material world is a dead place where no sound has any meaning. Yada te mohakalinam buddhir vatitarishyasi tada gandasi nirvedam shotavasya sutasya cha. It's not enough to simply memorize verses. You have to know the meaning. So Krishna says, whatever is spoken in the material world and whatever is being spoken and what will be spoken, they all have no value. Zero value. That includes our speaking also. On that note, I stop this useless speaking. Hopefully it is little better than Vaikari. So thoda kuch hoga andar. It will have some value. But if it is Vaikari, it has no value. Any questions or comments?
Hare Krishna Prabhu.
You want to ask a question or you wanted the microphone? Both.
Okay. If I am right, then if once lost material possession, then how can I understand that and this is due to his karma or favor of God?
Last point I understood. First point? How first can point I understand it is karma or due to karma or favor of the Lord?
Due to his karma or this is favor
if
of
somebody
Lord?
Somebody loses something.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Money or anything. He's asking if somebody loses money, how do you know it's due to karma or the favor of the Lord? It depends on his consciousness. Depends on how he reacts. I heard a conversation of Prabhupada where one Indian told Prabhupada, why am I suffering so much? Prabhupada said, you are very lucky. Because you are suffering, he said, why is God making me suffer so much? Prabhupada said, you are very lucky. Because in your suffering you are thinking about God. Why is God making me suffer? So you are very lucky. But suppose you are enjoying and forget God, you are not lucky. So if somebody loses money and hits the whiskey bottle, then it's karma. But if somebody loses money and comes to Krishna and says, oh Krishna, What happened? Why did I? What did happen to me? Why did? Then he's lucky. So, when the material opulence removal increases your Krishna consciousness, that is the sign that is from Krishna. When it makes you forget Krishna, inimical to Krishna, suffer more, then it's not good. But in the transition stage, both will be there. You will suffer, you will forget Krishna, but you will also remember Krishna. So both, all of them. You follow? Everything we have to make, things are Krishna conscious or not, depending on us. Nothing is absolute. That's why Prabhupada said this. Knife is good or bad? Depends. If a thief uses, it's bad. If a good doctor uses, it's good. Similarly, is this material or spiritual? Depends on how you use it. So, everything in this world is not by itself anything. It's good or bad depending on whether we connect to Krishna or not. Follow? Always.
Can I ask one? One more question?
No. Next.
You made a very important point about how what Prabhupada speaks is different from what we speak. Then why are we...
No, I didn't say different.
You
totally
said,
different.
It's totally different, okay. then what is the reason why we can as well only hear Srila Prabhupada speak? Still we have so many speakers giving Bhagavatam class or Bhagavad Gita class. So why should we do that? We can as well Prabhupada has given
so many... Yes, that is why I told you. If at the end of this class, if my class makes you go to Prabhupada and offer obeisance and say, Prabhupada, I'm a fool, please save me, then my class is useful. In other words, we can all speak, but the value of our speaking is judged by how much that person gets, the hearer gets inspired to link to Prabhupada. That's all the value. Not that I spoke and you became Krishna conscious. That's nonsense. We must have that conviction. It may not be. I may be a pure devotee, you may be a pure devotee. That's not the point. We are not saying who is a devotee, who is not a devotee. We are not saying nobody is a pure devotee. This is our standard. The public preaching of Siddhanta is like that. We have tried to publicly make everybody as good as Prabhupada and we miserably failed. You understand? So this is Siddhanta. This is not to say that you, when you speak there is no value. Of course when I speak there is no value, that's definite. If you want, I'm ready to fight with you on that. But we are not saying everybody who speaks has no value. I never said that.
One person.
Wait. Because everybody may be a pure devotee besides me. I'm not saying everybody is, then it will make me a pure devotee. So, everybody can be a pure devotee and they may speak. Then it's as valuable as Prabhupada. No difference. But that's not what we can preach, that everybody you can hear from. No. Our job as preachers is to connect everybody to Prabhupada.
Yes.
That's all. Rest of it, you stand by your own position. And we always take a humble position. I'm nobody, he is everything. Is that point? That's our official. Just like I say, somebody may be a drunkard. That doesn't stop him from being a devotee. The greatest sinner can also do service. That's not the standard. He cannot say, no, you can drink and be a devotee. No, you should say, you shouldn't drink. I'm drinking, that's wrong, but we should not drink, we should do service. Correct? So we are not the standard, he is the standard. Our talking is not the standard, at least publicly it cannot be presented like that. It should not be. It has been tried and we have fallen flat on the face. We have tried everything. We have given ourselves the benefit of doubt and now truth is staring on our face. But this rubbish is going on in second generation, third generation is going on. So this is not a Vaishnava Ninda or something, or everybody is a fool. No. It's about Prabhupada. The Hindus are like that. If you tell the Hindu, Krishna is God, he will say, what about Shiva? So it's a Hindu question. No, he said Prabhupada is good, but what about him? Why are you worried about that? I'm glorifying Prabhupada. What's your problem? He said, we have got some problem. Isn't it? Because you're thinking, I can't be fully nonsense. I'm such a great, learned person. But a devotee is happy when you say Krishna is God. He never asks, what about Shiva? He's not a devotee. Of course, Shiva is also a great personality, but what has it got to do with what the topic? Prabhupada landed in Delhi when somebody said, is this Baba God? Prabhupada said, I'll tell you who is God, rest are not God. Krishna is God, he said. Finished. No more nonsense. This is why the real basic point I have not taught. No, in ISKCON you cannot preach that. Therefore, I am giving some higher philosophy, which will go off because of all these doubts, which are like demons, Prabhupada says. Madhusudana, because he has got doubts. Last question. Somebody put my hand up. Okay, what is it? Huh? Thank you. He said, Masundar said he is completely satisfied with the answer. Masundar is completely satisfied. That's good. It's important. Yes.
Yes. Hare Krishna Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna Prabhu.
ये मन और बुद्धि सबसे तो पावरफुल है लेकिन इसको कंट्रोल कैसे किया जाए
नहीं कर सकता है यही है पॉइंट इट इज नॉट पॉसिबल देयरफॉर अर्जुन टोल्ड कृष्णा वायोर इव सुदुष्करम एतस्याहम न पश्यामि संचल अस्थिरम ही सेज दिस माइंड आई कैन नॉट सी हाउ इट कैन बी कंट्रोल्ड वायोर इव सुदुष्करम आई कैन इवन स्टॉप विंड बट नॉट द माइंड Impossible. You have to. That is why surrender. You are in a prison. You cannot get out. What do? You surrender. Please get me out. But how can you surrender if we don't even know I am under the control of the mind? If you are in a prison and you think free, how will you surrender? Right? Are you following? Important point. You have to. It's very difficult to realize that I cannot control the mind. Because many times we mistake we are controlling the mind. It's not. We cannot control the mind even once. We'll stop here. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Granth Rashi Mad Bhagavatam ki jai. Gaur Premanandi.